Many will remember the joy of getting toy trains as children and watching them zoom down the electric track. Now, somewhat unusually, that innocent excitement can be relived at a popular Czech restaurant. Located in Brno and Prague and elsewhere, Vítopna is a venue like no other, where toy engines, not waiters, deliver drinks to your table. For a country not big on theme restaurants, it has become surprisingly popular. A big hit, especially for families with young kids.
He's going! I think he's going back and he's going there.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll ask you this. Have you ever seen a restaurant like this?
No, I not see this tracks and the locomotives.
For families with young children, Vítopna is immediately compelling. Kids are drawn to hundreds of meters of track which run the length of the venue, where they'll spot miniature stations, underpasses, and bridges while parents can talk. All look out for what's coming next. Will it be a 19th century steam engine, a passenger super train, or a friendly, well-known chugger who comes down the track? The kids watch wide-eyed, especially if it's their first time here. The idea of having a restaurant using hobby trains was businessman Petr Friedrichs. He told me more when we met recently at Prague's Vítopna on Wenceslas Square.
No, já jsem sběratel, jsem sbíral staré mašinky, takže přes tohle jsem se k tomu jakoby dostal. No.
I myself am a collector of old model trains, and so you could say it was my hobby. Certainly this idea was something different. You have to consider there's already a lot of competition on the market. If you can come up with something new, it really helps. In the services industry, you want to attract attention.
That includes, in the very near future, upgrading yet again to set the venue apart even more. It's all about convenience and choice.
Připravujeme vlastně do budoucna nějaké samoobjednávání, že si lidi budou samozřejmě přes iPady objednávat sami.
In the future, visitors will even be able to order through an automated system by using iPads that will be found at every table. I think that will add another measure of comfort, and there's no denying that electronics will play a greater and greater role in the restaurant business in the coming years.
No, myslím, že ta technika určitě té gastronomie vstoupí víc.
The only drawback for kids or their parents, is that at Vítopna the trains only stop specifically at your table when you order more drinks. So you may find yourself ordering an extra water or coffee just to see a train arrive. Other than that, no complaints. Vítopna has proven extremely popular not only with Czechs and Slovaks, but also with tourists from further abroad. One British couple I spoke to said they found out about Vítopna on the internet, saying they had wanted to try something novel or unique.
We were Googling places to go when we first booked Prague, and this came up as one of the first hits on the internet, so we thought it looked really good.
It's very different.
We've got a friend who works in the train industry, and he would love this.
Others wholeheartedly agree. This older couple from Slovakia brought their grandson Michal, who's just 7.
It's our first time here, but we'd planned to come for a long time. Our grandson knows all about trains and steam engines and knows what a boiler room is, so he was excited.
It really is an unusual place. It's unique and real, and the kids' eyes are like saucers when they see it. It's a wonderful experience.
Takový zážitek velký pro ně asi.
Nejradši. Já mám rád radši parní mašiny.
Máme tetečkovou železnicu na chalupě.
We have a train set at the cottage and he plays with it all the time.
Petr Friedrich estimates that up to 50% of clientele are foreigners, and certainly the day we visited, Czech was far from the only language being spoken. German, English, Slovak, Italian were all heard, and probably a few more I've forgotten. The trains truly are an interesting draw. As for the engines that make the rounds, they are produced by a classic model maker, and not surprisingly, there is plenty of memorabilia or merchandise on sale, including conductor's whistles, t-shirts, caps, and other items for your little engineer. Petr Fridrich says that many Czech dads and sons especially, although we saw lots of little girls having just as much fun, have a soft spot for model trains. According to Mr. Fridrich, the tradition here goes back years.
I think that everyone has seen or had an electric train collection at one time or another. There are a lot of such hobbyists in Bohemia, and electric trains have a tradition here.
Offhand, one would be hard-pressed to name another establishment in Prague like this one. And now Vitopna operates as a franchise and is looking to open in at least 3 more Czech cities.
We're able to offer anyone getting into the franchise all the necessary know-how and support, including guidelines and regulations for the renovation of sites to accommodate the rails. Other support includes bolstering the brand name, providing new menus twice per year, helping support the identity of the restaurant, and so on. Franchising is still relatively new in the Czech Republic. There are some, for example, that already exist that I don't think were planned at all well, and I don't think will last. We've done everything to build up our restaurant, and from the very beginning relied on the services of a professional advisor to help with concrete plans.
These, Petr Fridrich says, include preparing the groundwork for the railway restaurant to expand abroad.
Vitopna is ready to expand abroad, and it can. We just registered our trademark in the European Union, and we believe the franchise has a lot of potential abroad. To be honest, we would not be able to say we are the only railway restaurant in some countries, but from what I know, similar venues abroad are usually unique establishments put together by a collector, but lacking a broader framework. We have worked through the details on a franchise basis, and I think gone further in that respect than anyone else.